And I said, well, I heard there's some Christian rap out there. But you got to guard your ears because sometimes people, you know, they want to do. And then for me, I'm like, well, they fake because they a singer trying to rap now because hip-hop is, you know, selling everything. But then some people, you listen, you hear the word coming out of them. Whether it's a beat behind it, whether it's hard rock behind it, whether it's like my baby says, Jamaican Jesus music. That's my favorite, but I didn't think y'all could handle that. But this guy right here, he was right on point for what I needed. So take in what he said. If you heard him, take it in, and we're just going to add that to everything else. Count it as a witness for today, okay? All right. So now, don't even get up. Don't even get up. I'm just going to pray right here. Father God, help me today. I need your help. And family, I need your amens and yeses. I need you to pray for me, okay? Because I'm not trying to be long. It's a simple message, but it's deeper than it appears, okay? So I gotta peel back a little bit of layers, but I don't want to talk too long. I want you to get it, and we can go. So, Father, I thank you for what you put in me to give out. I hope I deliver it the way you need it. Father, just use me for your glory. Get the word to your people. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right, people, next example, and then I'm going to get to it. Kimana, we got to look at this because somebody broke my game, okay? Anyway, this is a game we play sometimes upstairs. It's called Jesters. But this particular Jesters is all related to Bible words, you know, scripture, stuff like that. And basically what it is like a game of charades with a little timer right here, right? So basically what I do is I put the, and they're supposed to stay, but somebody's been abusing the game, and it's not me. So I'm just going to try. And then when I push that down, the timer starts. So I got to describe what's here. So Jessica's going to be my example. She got to come up and grab it before it goes down. So the first one, what you think? That, oh, too late. All right. So the next one, when she gets it, she got to grab it and send it. Oh, sorry. Sorry. She blew it. So why'd you blow it? Say it again. She didn't have enough time. Said she didn't have enough time. Anybody feel like that with time? Thank you. It was real quick because I already stalled long enough putting everything else together with my song. Now, not enough time. I tell my family every Sunday morning, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for what you do. We don't have time for that. So if you got that, we halfway through. All right? So I don't have a sermon. They asked me, what's the sermon? What's the title? I don't have a title. But this did come to me. If we're going to title it anything, just put down TikTok. All right? We're just going to say TikTok. Just TikTok. Because I want to emphasize time, but it's not the only thing. Okay? I want to emphasize. And you'll see when we go to the scripture. Last, we're going to go. I may as well get down and read. And I'm going to try not to read a whole lot. I'm going to give our brothers and sisters an opportunity to help us here. Oh. I don't know where they came from. They was in my coat pocket from last week. Anyway. All right, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians 5:21, and I'm sorry I didn't send my stuff to JC or nothing. I'm prepared but not prepared. And really, I just want to plead to you, just like Paul is trying to plead to the church. This is the second letter Paul wrote to Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 6, and we're just going to deal with 1 and 2, okay? 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. And if you don't mind, you can stand, but it's going to be real quick. And the rest of the scripture that's coming, you're not going to have to stand for. All right? So, wait a minute. So before we even get to that, I want to give you this. Time. An instance of something happening or being done, an occasion. Occasion. Okay? That's a definition of time in the noun. A verb is to plan or schedule. Plan, schedule, or arrange when something should happen or be done. I just want to put that in your head, okay? I'm not going to refer to it again. I just wanted to put it in your head. 2 Corinthians 6. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Verse 2, for he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, this is going to be quick, I hope. Thank you. So first of all, I want to explain a little bit. If you were here a couple weeks ago, the pastor was in 2 Corinthians, around chapter 5, a little bit of 4, rolling into 6 a little bit. But he was talking about reconciliation. And not just reconciliation. Anybody understand reconciliation? Where we get reconciled or we get back on track with God. That's what the scripture prior to was talking about mostly, and that's where the pastor emphasized. And Paul really, before this, was kind of talking about him personally and his efforts to teach the people, right? And he's saying that God was pleading with everyone to not only get reconciled, but help to reconcile others. Right? That's what he was driving towards. And so that's why Paul starts off and says, we then as workers with or workers together with him, capital H, meaning God, we plead also, because he was explaining prior to this, how God is pleading for you to be reconciled and for you to help others reconcile. Okay? So where we want to talk today, we just want to explain this a little bit, he's saying, because the rest of the chapter explains a little more detail. Prior chapters help to explain it. So we read the chapter. I want to give you just a few words I want you to put in your place just to help to the witness. Like I said, we're going to roll. So grace. It says right here, we also as workers of with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. And I'm going to stop right there for now. So first, to add to the witness, I just want to recap part of what was read before and reviewed before. So in verse 5, 5:20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Everybody understand that? We are ambassadors. Everybody know you got a job. You got saved, and it wasn't just for you to get a ticket to church. You got saved because you got a job. We're ambassadors, meaning we represent not only somebody else, but we represent that person in a foreign land. How many know this ain't our home? Right? Okay, this is backdrop. So he says, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God were pleading through us, right? So that's the whole purpose, right? God is pleading through us as ambassadors. That's why we come study, read, and get the knowledge so we can go back out and go forth and tell somebody else, right, to bring them in, build them up, right? That's why he said, go ye therefore into the highways and hedges and lo, I'll be with you always. He said to compel them. Okay? All right, that's all extra. I'm just trying to fill this in here. Okay, so he says, as though pleading through Christ, we implore you on Christ's behalf, I just explained all that, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Why is that significant? Because we know the wages of sin is death. There's a penalty to be paid, right? Okay. Don't worry, just bear with me here. All right, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That's in Jesus, right? So it's through Jesus we get reconciled to God, right? All right, that's enough of that. Grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Or unmerited means just undeserved, right? So I thought about time, and when I first looked at this, I thought about time, and I was thinking about God's grace. I was thinking about grace, like a grace period, you know? Like when we pay our bills, and you're like, oh. And they're like, that's all right. You got a grace period, right? So tie in your time to that grace period. But he's not talking about that, although it's related to that. Let me finish reading about grace, and then I'll talk about that. So grace is a gift or a blessing, right? So when you say you bless because of God's grace, right? And I'll repeat that a little later because I want to help us when we say, oh, I'm blessed. Now, you got to know what you're really saying. You know what I'm saying? And what a blessing. Yeah, the house is good. The car is good. The relationship is good. The money is real good. But your real blessing is the fact, I'm going to give it to you free, is the fact that you know God. You know Jesus as your Savior, right? And it's not just that you know him. The word know, I didn't want to be one of those that pull up Greek stuff and all that. But when they use the word know, it's not just saying I know him like I know Mr. Aaron Abrams here. It's saying I know him. I know him intimately. I know all about him. You know, they also use the same word know when they talk about relationships and when they have intercourse. You know what I mean? They said he knew her. You know what I'm saying? So it's a more intimate thing of knowledge, right? No. All right. So know that you're blessed because you know him. God's grace. The word speaks to deliverance from enemies, affliction, adversity. It also denotes enablement, daily guidance, forgiveness, and perseverance. Thank you. Can I get some water? I'm a little dry. That's why I think it's. I'll put it on that. Thank you, sir. Okay. All right, so grace shows God's faithfulness, right? That's what I mean. It wasn't necessarily time, but God's grace. And it's still, I'm just trying to give you back stuff. Because the word, to me, the word is self-explanatory until you start looking, right? All right. Grace shows God's faithfulness, right? I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. Who has Ephesians 2 and 8? Can you stand up and read that for me? So listen to this, all right? Pay attention because this goes with what we're saying. I'm going to read the scripture again. We then as workers together with him, God, also plead with you to not receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, somebody say TikTok, I have heard you, meaning he heard you. Somewhere in the word it says, if you cry out to the Lord, he will hear you, right? So we know that's true. It's coming from the Word. And by the way, there's a little bit of section. I don't know how it looks in your book, but mine is in parentheses. It's separated. This is actually from Isaiah. Isaiah 49, I believe, right? So he's quoting scripture from somewhere else, putting this together. He's trying to just tie it in for you, okay? So he says, in an acceptable time I heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Can anybody guess how he helped us? We'll get to that too, real quick. Grace, right? Okay, behold, now is the acceptable time. Did y'all catch that? Behold, now is the day of salvation. All right, I hope y'all got that, but I'm gonna slow it down a little bit later. Read that for me. Ephesians 2 and 8. Boast. Lest anyone should be. So you're saved by grace. Not by yourself. It's nothing you could do yourself to get saved, right? I.e., Paul saying, do not receive the grace of God in vain. Why? It's a gift. It's a blessing. That's the real blessing. It's a gift from God. So you don't have nothing to do with it. You can't take claim to it, right? Just like that time, and I said this before to my young people, actually it was a whole other generation, but time never stops. So we as individuals have to guard ourselves and what we are busy with because time keeps on going. You ever been in your house and you know you got an appointment? And you're like, I'm dressed. But then you're like, oh, let me make some toast. Oh, let me get my coffee. Oh, the news is on. What? Trump did what? Time doesn't stop. It's going to go right by you. So, but I use that also dealing with my young people. That same dude that's on the corner is going to be on the corner unless he changes something. Because time is not going to stop. You understand? And you yourself, if you don't have a plan, or at least, and this is free too, make yourself think you have a plan. Because, I mean, you know, God's in control. God is the real one that's planning you out. But I always say, if you don't focus yourself, if you don't have a direction, because whatever you are aspiring to, number one, if you're saved and you plead to God, God's going to give somewhat of what your heart's desire. But he's going to do it where he gets the blessing. You know what I'm saying? That he gets the glory out of it. That's why I say all things work together, right? But it, right, you got it. But it's for him ultimately, right? So it's okay to have a plan. It gives you direction to walk in. But watch how you walk in and where you walk in. Number one, don't let nothing distract you. But also, look at the pieces you pick up along the way. I guarantee those pieces that you pick up along the way on your plan, if you're trying to follow God, is going to be bigger and better than anything you could have imagined or even thought of, right? All right? Now, that was that. I don't know where that came from. Because I'm trying to talk about grace. The gospel, and this is where I'm talking about grace. And this is where Paul is talking about the grace. And like I said, I related it to time. But grace is more of an action for God. It's how he expresses your faithfulness. It's just like anybody else, your boys, your girls, your mom, your dad, your children. If they're faithful to you, you see it. You can feel it, right? You witnessed it, right? It's not just because. So this is God's faithfulness showing up through grace. The gospel is the word of grace. Did y'all hear that? The gospel, the reading of the gospel, the explanation of the gospel is the word of that grace. That's also the same action of that grace. So what am I saying? Grace is not just I'm graceful. Grace is not just you have a period of time. It is a period of time, but it's coming from what God has done for us. All right? Do not receive God's grace in vain. It's not enough just to hear it. You got to believe it. The gospel. That's when it comes action. See, God already did it, but you hear it. Right? That's the words of God's grace. But then if you believe it, now you know that's to be true. God really did, looking at you who are born into sin, not deserving the life you have nor the life to come, but he found a way. This is the grace of God. He found a way to make you reconciled back to him. Right? Because, all right, I don't know if I'm talking too much, too deep. But the sin separated you from God. And it's not just you doing what you do. And I'm not going to point nobody out because I don't know your junk. But you know your junk. But what the worst thing is the fact that because of our forefathers, the contract with God and us being God's people was broken. So now, sin, you can't help it. You come into the world already stained, already guilty. Whether you want to be or not, you're already guilty. The grace of God is the fact that he so loved us, he found a way to work it out, to give you time to get to a certain place, a certain time that salvation will come into your life. And the book says, and I'm jumping way ahead of myself, that now is that acceptable time. Now is the time of salvation. Somebody say, I don't have time for that. You don't have time for that mess. You don't have time for that chick. You don't have time for that dude if they're not walking with you. And you better be walking with God. Right? You understand that? I'm just trying to help somebody because I think, well, who got 2 Corinthians 12:9? All this is doing is adding to the witness. So I want to flood you. I got a lot of scripture for you. I just want to flood you with it. Go ahead. Did y'all hear that? This is Paul saying that. I'm sorry, that was 2 Corinthians, right? Yeah, 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient. This is Paul. Paul said, that's what God told me. My grace is sufficient. So think about that when you're going through your mess, through your issues. God is trying to tell you, my grace is sufficient. That's why you can't take God's grace in vain. Right? Understand that vain part. Don't, you know what I mean? Don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. Don't take it for granted. All that wrapped up in vain, right? So he's saying my grace is sufficient, meaning it's enough for whatever. But even worse, even more deep than that, the next line says, I'll make you strong in the time of your weakness. And after that, you still got that up? Do you still have that up? Can you read after that for me? Yeah, read the whole thing again for me. I'm sorry, I don't mean to spend too much time, but I want y'all to understand this in vain part with grace is pretty important here, right? You know, we talk about saved because we're Christians. We're all about being saved, but why? How? What? You know, just because God says so, just because the preacher says so? No, that's what I'm trying to say. You not only have to hear it, you got to believe it. You got to understand it. So you know how to do and act, right? Go ahead. Right. Did y'all hear that? Everybody got that? Good. I don't have to go no further than that. Right? My grace is sufficient. So God is trying to tell you, even when you are in a position where you're down and out, where you're weak and suffering, he said, that's when I'm strong. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do it, you're ignoring, you're rejecting the grace I have for you. Let me do my thing. Right? Believe it, get an understanding, and do it. Three. Somebody give me Titus 2:11. Who got that back there? Titus 2:11, and you're going to have to stretch it because then I want you to go down to 3 and 8. Titus 2:11. Yeah, now 3 and 8. Did y'all catch that? Right? Go ahead. Hold it. Did y'all hear that? So his grace he gives to you. She described grace. We're going to describe it a lot because that's what I want you to get in your head. Grace is that action of getting you saved. How did he get you saved? He made a way to sacrifice his own son to pay the penalty, the cost, the price that was due, which was the blood. He did all that. Now all you have to do is accept it. But this is the kicker for me. Not only do you have to take that grace and understand it, hear it and believe it, right? But what God did, that actual action of grace, God is trying to tell you, he put that same grace in you once you got saved. Right? So in other words, not only are you not taking it in vain, meaning I receive it, I believe it, I heard it, I believe it, I understand it, I'm going to act on it. Not only that, but he's saying that same grace I put into you, which means what? You got to do the same thing to somebody else. Love them like that. You know what I'm saying? Give them away. Guide them to Christ. Show them how it is. Be as God was with you. He ignored, okay, I'll say me. All right, I won't look at nobody else. But God ignored all my drama and still said, come on. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't even dressed right. I wasn't even clean. I was stinking. But still, God said, come on. Right? So that's why we got to be tolerant, I'll use that word, of other people. We got to show grace the same way. Because how does somebody get saved right now? Right? How does somebody else get saved right now? You ask that question by saying, how did you get saved? Right? How did you get saved? Heard the word of God. You heard the word of God, and somehow, somewhere, you believe the word of God. And then, with the belief that's in your heart, you confess through your mouth. Right? The same way. So if somebody's out there, how are they going to hear what's in here? Right? Are they rock just going to fall on their head? And say, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to church and listen to Pastor Ford and get myself saved. No. You that know the word showing the grace that's been departed to you or imparted in you, you go out and do the same thing to somebody else. That's the grace of God. That's what he's saying. Don't take it in vain. Because guess what? You could be here right now. You had your ticket to get in the church. But how many know the church is just a train to heaven? You can get kicked off the train. You understand? Go ahead. That's what I was trying to say. Careful to maintain good works. You're saved. You know the word. You're learning the word. But your obligation is to witness, right? To show that same grace. So she's saying, all that she just described, be careful to maintain it. You know what I'm saying? That means you got to work at it. You got to do something, right? Be careful to maintain it. Go ahead. I think that's it. Amen. Profitable. How is that profitable? That means you cashing in your ticket at the gate. Right? Right? That somewhere in the word it says that you gain crowns when you witness that somebody gets saved. Not that it's your job to save them, but you gain a crown, right? You gain a jewel in your crown. All right. I know I got another scripture out there. Another thing I want to give you. What I say, God shows grace, but that same grace is to us. I said that already. To fulfill our salvation, right? That same grace helps you fulfill your salvation. How? By the way you act, by grace. And we're going to read some more about that. Salvation, the deliverance by the grace of God from eternal punishment for sin, which is granted to those who accept by faith God's conditions, repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus. John 14:6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man or woman can come to the Father but by me. So the grace of God set that whole thing up. That was already the law. But how is it that we're saved now? How is it that we're going to heaven? The grace of God, that action of that whole gospel setup. That's why I said the gospel is the word of grace, right? That it's like it's almost the definition. Well, what is grace? The gospel. Well, how is grace happening? It's an action, right? All right. Let me go on. I got another one for you. 2 Corinthians 5:10. I tell you, I'm going to have y'all work. Make it easy on myself, I think. But it ain't working. Go ahead. Y'all got it? That's why I said you got the ticket to get on the train, but you may not have a ticket to get into heaven, right? Many deceivers are in the church. And so I'm going to leave that alone. But the fact that we go get judged, and we all have been taught that, at least all of us that are here, right? I'm going to leave that alone. So you got that. And that's why I was trying to say that not only is there a penalty for sin, but there's a judgment even once you on your way. Meaning, that's why the scripture before that said, be good to maintain that good thing, right? All right. Maintain it. Keep it up. Don't stop it. Look, TikTok. And I'm saying TikTok because as we're trying to work this thing out, you working out your salvation, time is still moving. And where's it going? It's going to the end of things. And at the end of things, guess who you're going to meet? And he's going to judge you by things you've done in this body. Right? And check this out. I don't know what I was doing, whether I heard that or not, or it was another scripture. It said, whether you're awake or asleep. It did say that, right? You understand that? That's another one of those words translated, right? Sleep means sleep, dead. But God calls it sleep because you're only down for a little while. When it's his time, when it's that appointed time, God is going to judge everybody. So if you die tomorrow, guess what? You're going to be in line with me. You're not getting away. So your time may be shortened. You get it? At least you right now, you got tomorrow and today to fix something, right? To work it out, all right? Don't take God's grace in vain. Amen? I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to stay calm, too, so I don't mess up. That's a sharp sweater, man. Okay. Let's go to Acts 2:21, somebody. Somebody got that already. For we all, I'm saying this ahead of that. We all have sinned. We all have sinned. We all come short of the glory of God. But if we can accept what God has done through grace, God's making a way for us. Who's got Acts 2:21? Did I give that out to anybody? I think that was one I added a little later. Nobody has that? Wait. Let me make sure. Yes, go ahead. Acts 2:21. Go ahead. Yes. Okay, that's enough said. That's the grace of God. The gospel, that's the gospel message, right? That's showing the grace of God. Don't receive it in vain. And I'm saying don't receive it in vain because you already have received it. You profess with your mouth, guess what? It says that the Holy Ghost comes to abide in you, right? And with that comes all that God is. You know how you put so much in your brain to come out when you don't want it to? So stuff, anyway. So, and I had that written down, that's why. All right, so 1 Thessalonians 5:9-11. I like this. I got all participation. Go ahead. Did y'all hear that? Did everybody hear it? I need to read it louder again? No. Okay. Everybody heard that, right? So, it's not God's will for you to go to hell. That's why he put forth his grace towards you. And this thing we call the gospel message, right? Through Jesus being saved. He's making a way for you because although we were born into guilt because of breach of contract, at that point he thought about you and me. Way back then. He thought about you. This is the plan. I got you. Y'all heard it. All right. Let me go on because I got a lot more that I want us to read. And it all is the same thing, just pieces to help you get an understanding. This is the grace of God, salvation. And the time is now. Somebody say TikTok. Right. Give me Philippians. Who has Philippians? Lolo, I think I gave that to you. Philippians 12 and 13. Read it loud for me. Look, read it loud for me. This is, we already talked about this, but I'm just trying to show you it's in the Word of God. Go ahead. Okay. Y'all got it? Did y'all hear that? Philippians 12:13. That's Paul writing to a Philippian church. Saying, even, you've done well when I see you, but I want you to do this even when I'm not around, because this is where you got to do it. This is where you got to live. I gave you the message, right? Remember I said you got to hear it. You believe the message, you're saved. But now you got to work out your own salvation. How do you do that? The same way we just said, utilizing or not taking that grace, God's grace, in vain, right? Showing the same grace he gave you, right? Amen. Amen. Who's next? Work out your own salvation. On that same one, Logan, can you read 14 to 17? I put it in my note. Huh? You didn't read 13? Oh, read 13. Go ahead. You got to do that again. Do it again. So you understand, remember in the beginning I said you don't have nothing to do with this? It's the will of God to do what he wills, right? In you. He's going to work it out through you to his good pleasure. 14 to 17, I think it's the same thing. Okay. I need you to read this clear and loud. But this is what I'm saying. This is, you add this to what I'm trying to tell you. Like all these pieces, just put them all together. Add this to what I'm trying to tell you. The grace of God made a way for you. But the grace of God is also put in you. So the same thing that God did, you are able to do and ought to do. So for you to maintain your salvation and work out that grace, go. Murmuring and complaining, right? Go ahead. Like father, like daughter, she had trouble with perverse. See that? Somebody got it. So, read it again. Start from the beginning. 14. Okay. And then go to the next part. Okay. You can sit down. Thank you. Right? So do it without murmuring and complaining. So do it the way God did it for you. Right? Because I'm sure if I had that kind of power and God told me, go down and save those knuckleheads who not listening to me, that they big brother broke the contract, I should have been done with them anyway. But go down there, and whoever you say is okay, I'll make sure they get to see me. I'm sorry. It'd be like four people, and all of them would have bought me lunch. I'm just saying. But so he's saying there, do that. Work that way like God did for you. So what? So you don't get kicked off the train, right? What did he say? So you'll be found blameless in what? This perverse world. So we got to work out grace in a world who don't want to hear grace, who don't understand it. That's why I said it's not just okay to hear it. You got to believe it, right? So our job in working out this grace is not just to talk the gospel, but to compel them. Like I said in the beginning, God was pleading with them, and Paul was trying to say, we as workers together, we have to plead, right? You got to compel them. So it's not enough to just say it. You got to convince them. And then when they get here, they hear the word of God. And they hear the word of God, then they can believe. Then they're on their way. But we do that in this same perverse world who's not trying to hear it. You got it? That's why we got the grace. That's why when you got saved and you received the Holy Ghost, that's why that's one of the things he put in you. We can do it. Just don't get caught up. Oh, man. Okay. All right. I want to read this. Somebody go to, because I don't have it. I have it. Genesis 6 and 3. Genesis 6 and 3, and I promise I'm almost done. And I really thought I was going to be faster, but y'all got me to talking, and it's so good. It's so good. I don't know about you, but I bless myself. When I was studying, I was peeling off stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be like 2 days. And then I'm like, I didn't know. It's only two verses. But to me, salvation is what this rock, this thing is built on, right? And it's all about Jesus, but at the same time, I discover grace. And grace is how he did it. You know what I'm saying? Love is why he did it, but grace is how he did it. Y'all got it? All right. So somebody read me Genesis 6 and 3. 6, 3. Anybody ever heard that scripture before? Man shall not always strive with, God shall not always strive with man. I heard that before, and I had that in my head when I read this. I'm like, that's going to be my catalyst for time, right? I'm going to ride that. You know, you don't have time because God, but he's not saying that at all. But he is. So I'm going to read a little more for you. All right? So bear with me. This particular thing came right before God got with Noah, right? That's what this is all about. He got with Noah. Now, if you remember, Noah lived for what, like 900 years? And a lot of people lived for a long time early in the Bible. So he said, men, this is verse 1 in Genesis 6. And the header is called the flood. So he's getting down to where he ends up talking to Noah about doing the ark thing, right? But I'm not going into that. I want you to see the premises of where he's coming with this verse 3. Verse 1, men began to increase their numbers on the earth, and daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful. So they married any of them they chose. The Lord said, my spirit will not struggle with man. See, her version said strive. But I want you to get that. It's strive, struggle, contend, battle with, knuckleheads, trying to get you to understand. You understand where this is coming from? He said, my spirit will not struggle with man forever. Why? He will die. He will have only 120 years to live until I judge him. So I'm going to stop right there, because then he talks about these giants that are coming. So if you understand that, so since the beginning of time, he's been trying to have relations. Adam screwed it up, broke the contract. Now God is trying to reestablish that relationship. But man is multiplying now. Like, it's a lot of people on the planet. God already laid out rules. He wanted to keep the bloodline pure. You marry who you're supposed to within the family. But it's saying here that men started, as they had daughters, men are marrying whoever they chose themselves. So what did God do? He put a limit on how long they were going to live. Now, he's saying until judgment. See, the limit doesn't even matter, because obviously the limit has changed now, right? I think we're lucky to get 70, right? Very lucky. But this is your timeline, right? Somebody say tick-tock. This is your timeline. So he's equating the death of your human body with his judgment. Not necessarily it's going to happen as soon as you die, but you're going to sleep. You're going to wake up in front of him. You don't know. Or we don't know. That's the whole point of it, that until he judges. So it gives him some time. You know what? No. I laid out the law. You know the law. You got to follow it. And later on, he gives us a grace, a way out. So So that's all he's saying. That, I just want you to get that so you understand there is a timeline. And that timeline is up to judgment, right? But once you're out of this human body, which here they had at least 20 years, once you're out of this body, you can't correct nothing. You got it? You can't fix anything. You'd be lucky if you can make a profession on your deathbed, but you might not be able to. That's why I said maintain now. Do it now, even in this perverse world where everything is against you, up against you, right? Amen, amen. All right, and that was Genesis 6. Give me Mark 13. Who has Mark 13? TikTok. Time is running out. So look, wait. So I'm still talking about grace. I'm still talking about not taking the grace in vain that God gave you, right? So I just want to remind you, I want to read, I want to go into this. For he said, in an acceptable time, and you know this is God because I told you this is from Isaiah, right? Old Testament, Isaiah, right? And so who wasn't in the Old Testament? Who wasn't in the Old Testament? Who wasn't alive yet on the planet? Jesus Christ and Paul, but Jesus Christ. So anyway, so you know, this is God speaking to you. In an acceptable time, I have heard you. Right? Thank God that he heard us. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Does everybody get that? Not only did I help you in the time of salvation, but salvation time is right now. This is the acceptable time. This is the time of salvation. We don't have time. Right? That's why I said I don't have time for that. Mark 13:24, who has it? Somebody has it. There you go. Zaniah has it for me. So you're going to go, she's going to go 13:24. To 27, and then she's going to skip down to 32, 35. Go ahead. So did y'all hear that? So number one, now I'm getting with my time here. So number one, there's going to be a major judgment. We just talked about that. And in that judgment, the thing she just described is what's going to happen. And now she's trying to let you know that in that day or when that day comes, no man knows. We don't know. Not even the angels know, right? You understand? That's how powerful our God is, that nobody in camp knows what's going on. Nobody knows when he's coming, when it's over. But he so loved you and me, he gave us a way out. He so loved the world that he what? Gave his only begotten son? That whosoever believe in him what? Can you give me Dynamite, Romans 10:9-10? Okay, I know you just know it, right? All right, so look. Rev is my master Poe. I'm his grasshopper, right? He told me this a long time ago, and I was like, and he always called it TNT, because it's dynamite. Right? But just like John 3:16, you know that, you understand that as being the gospel. Now, Romans 10:9-10 just goes a little further, but we need to know that and not only hear it, but believe it, because what? That's the grace of God. Go ahead. Made unto salvation. Y'all got that? Amen. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Amen. You gotta hear it. You gotta receive it. You gotta believe it. You understand? And then once you get an understanding, you gotta do it. The Bible says somewhere in the book, out of all thy getting, get an understanding. Hallelujah. God has worked this thing out for us by the grace of God, which led to salvation, right? The grace of God is the whole physical action of the gospel. The gospel is literally the written grace. You know what I mean? It's just written out for you to get it, hear it, believe it, get an understanding. Because I'm telling you, there's only a couple ways we're not getting it. One is we just don't understand it. That's why we come to Bible study. That's why we come to church, right? We got a pastor who teaches, right? Right? So we're very, very blessed in that sense. And why are we blessed? Not because of him, but because we gain an understanding of who Jesus Christ is. Now, you may not get an understanding, or maybe you got an understanding, but somehow, some way, in your heart, you think it's not including you. And that's what the Lord gave me late, that I know I don't have any more time, but I just wanted to talk on that real quick and just say, God made a way for us all. I think I have a scripture too. So here you go. Or don't you believe that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? I'm going to say it again. Or is it the fact that you don't know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, meaning God lives in you, right? Who lives in you and was given to you by God. We are children of God. And if anybody knows, if you got children, you know, your children have whatever you have. It's the same thing. They got access to it. Whether you give it to them or not is up to you as a parent. But they have everything that you have. So God has done the same thing for us. As we become children of God, we have all that God has given us. So don't take it in vain. Understand that. You know what I'm saying? Not just to sit down and think, oh, okay, I'm saved and I'm in now. Or the other way, that, yeah, I heard that, but is that really me? Does God love me like that? Did God show, was I included in that number? Can I tell you something? Galatians verse 7. It says, now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. That explains what I, everybody see this? You know what this is? I just gotta obey the Spirit right now, because I am done. But I gotta obey the Spirit right now. Everybody see what this is right here? This is a dollar, right? Anybody will want this. You want this, right, Sister Margaret? You want to take it? You want? You don't take money in church? You got to be over the top. I knew. See, when I was walking, this, now I got to obey the Spirit and do this, because I got to speak to somebody's heart, right? Because somebody is that very part I just mentioned. There's a lot of us, we know, we're even agreeing with me that we understand the gospel. We understand the grace of God now, right? And we believe it. We hear it and understand it. We're on our way and believe it. Hear it and believe it. But I got a strong feeling of not receiving it in a sense of that doesn't apply to me. I'm not worthy enough. And guess what? None of us are. But that's the whole idea of the grace of God. That is not, what did it say in the beginning? We're saved by grace and not we ourselves. We don't have nothing to do with it. But he so loved us, the world. He loved the world, meaning all of it, the perverse world. He loved the world that he made a way, right? And if you can accept that, You're a new child. You're born again. Everything that was is gone, right? Everything that you used to be is no more, right? So what I'm trying to say with this dollar, Sister Anita, work with me, Sister Margaret. Would you take this? And why would you take it? And why? What about it? You can spend it. Why can you spend it? Because this has value. So if I ball it up and step on it, it still has value. It's still worth something to me, right? And that's just a dollar. Now, it could be more personal, but I'm just trying to give you one little example that's how God loves you. Crippled up, balled up, dirty, it doesn't matter. To him, there is value in your soul. And that's all he wants, to reconcile you, to get you back to him. That's why we cannot take the grace of God in vain, because that leads to salvation. And the time of salvation, the acceptable time, is right now. You got it? I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.